Sports Day for Kia. Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA, for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Yeah, good evening, Malcolm Blight and David Wilde for Polaris Off-Road Australia. Follow on Instagram today. Did you know Polaris has sold over 75,000 off-road vehicles? That is incredible in Australia. So welcome, the great man, Malcolm Jack Blight. Blighty, how are you?
Good, David.
Good weekend?
Oh, it was a good weekend, actually. I enjoyed a couple of games of footy. I'm serious. The Gold St Kilda and the Suns and Port Adelaide Richmond, I thought they were two outstanding games. I watched most of the games, all of them, nearly all of them.
Caught a lot of footy in the last couple of months, and that was clearly the best game I've seen, Port Richmond. It was incredible pace, up and down. A lot of goals. I think it was 8-7 at half-time, 15 goals to half-time. Port are the real deal, and the more I look at the Premiership table, I think it's starting to get three teams that can win it, and that's Port, Brisbane and Richmond. It could well be the grand final. That could be a little bit of a preview to what we might see in a couple of months.
Now, we talk stats sometimes, and when you start getting trends, but Port Adelaide, although they were outstanding, 55-24 inside 50s, clearances 40-22. Would you believe the centre clearances were 20-5? Now, I had a crack at the Crows early in the year, the ground one against Sydney, when they got beat 20-5, and I couldn't believe what the box was doing. Let's just say the box. What were Richmond box doing? 20-5.
Yeah,
with that team.
They had Chole and Soldo, the ruckman, and Lysette and Laddams are really good. And so Ollie Wines played his best game I think I've probably seen him play. He was brilliant.
I can't believe that's the Premiership team. Two of the last 3 years got beat 20-5 out the middle.
But they're missing Nankervis, Prestia, a couple of their Edwards.
Edwards doesn't go in there. But, I mean, you don't get beat 20-5. That's twice this year.
I
can't believe it.
You'd be wondering how they could still be in the game.
Oh.
They led at three-quarter time, bloody. Led by a point. But the last quarter was the interesting one. 19-2 inside 50s Port's way.
Yeah.
They steamrolled them.
Yeah,
absolutely
they did.
Steamrolled them.
And I just want to say something here now. I look now after the Nick Riewoldt comment of when you kick the ball to the front of the goal square, he calls it the turnover zone. That's the defensive aspects of the game and the defensive of all the weak coaches. Brett Ratton, I love at the moment. Ken Hinckley's doing the same. Chris Fagan. They're kicking to the hot spot, David, we used to call it. And you know, St Kilda, I think I heard a stat. They've kicked more goals than anyone from 15 metres straight out in front. What do you reckon they've improved? Hello.
Yeah.
If anyone else is out there listening and calls himself an AFL coach and doesn't start doing it, give your pay packet away. I'm sick of this rubbish.
You know, when you won the two flags with Adelaide, I don't think you had great depth. In fact, I think there's a couple of players on that side that sort of were, you know, they made up the numbers. You look at Big Keating, for example, a premiership. And anyhow, what I'm getting at, Port Adelaide are going to have 6 or 8 players who could... that should be in that team. If you look at...
Could
be, should be. Motlop, Burton, Ebert Rose, he didn't play. He'll come back in. Their depth is incredible at the moment.
And I'll tell you something also about the Kia Top 7 later. There is something that I reckon will astound you. Something I discovered today, David. Now, I'll leave it to the Kia's Top 7, which will be back later in the show. I don't want to spoil it
okay.
now.
Okay. Hey, umpiring. It was a pro-Port crowd. They made a lot of noise. Well done to Port Adelaide. 10,000 people made the noise of 30. But every decision that went to Richmond, Port won the free kicks. They got a far better deal in numbers. But there were some confusing decisions again.
Jeez, on the weekend, that Eagles game and that Carlton, I mean, there was a couple of free kicks there. If that's holding the ball, they've got to rewrite the rule book and I'm giving up football. I'm serious. It is a load of tripe. Did you, Mum ever serve you up tripe when you were a kid?
I couldn't eat it.
No,
isn't
I didn't
is that
like
it. Brains of the sheep? Is that it?
It was sort of an awful thing, and I could never stand it. It wouldn't go down my throat. Some of this umpiring, when they're holding the ball, if they don't give the blokes a chance, the game may as well go away, and we may as well call it something else, and I'll go into retirement happily. I'm serious about it. How can a player get 1/1,000,000th of a second and be called prior opportunity? I'll tell you what, there's some dickhead umpires out there that don't know the game. And I'll tell you what, it's about time the AFL did something about it, told every coach to shut their mouth with all these weak decisions and get on with playing the game. Prior opportunity means prior opportunity. I'm sick of it.
And yet, on other occasions, see someone get thrown around twice and not holding the ball.
Yeah, get up.
I mean, it is unbelievable. Why have Port been so good, Blighty? You followed them from... They're getting better to me. They're staying in the games longer. Their pressure Their pressure was outstanding. They beat Richmond at their own game. Physically, they were, I thought, actually better than Richmond. That's one of their great parts of their game, even though the Tigers had a lot of kids.
David, when we did our first game, remember we had the COVID break? You did the Crows team and I did a Port Adelaide
yes.
team. When I started going through it, I thought, hang on, there's something going on here. And when you look at the talent in the group, but one of the problems they've got is they've only got this year and next year. Remember the 29-year-olds?
Yeah.
They're all playing okay.
The clock's right at the right moment.
So when you bring in these young players and you're in a very experienced group at the top, they dictate what happens. And the kids are just following them now because the older players are playing really well. So all of a sudden these kids, they're sprouting all right. Now, I'll bet you not all of them go on. You know, we're seeing some great stuff now. But as these Port Adelaide players start retiring in the next year, two or three, they'll have to stand up and they've got to take the pressure. But right now, that mix is perfect.
Butters, Laddams,
oh, you can keep
Rosie.
Going. Go through it all.
It's incredible, the kids.
Houston started to get back in a little bit.
Burn Jones.
Yeah. You know, Cleary's been a good player too. I mean, he's not old. So, yeah, it's a really strange mix that they've got, but it might be the perfect mix.
So does that mean an Ebert and a Westhoff may miss? I mean, when you look at the players coming in, could they miss?
Well, would you play Laddams again next week? Of course you would.
Oh, Laddams play. I think he has to play. Laddams, he's the one you loved last year, couple of games.
Yeah, I did.
So, I think it's a great position for Kenny Hinckley. And on the other hand, Crows, very poor. I mean, Crows have just been awful.
They have. I'll tell you who's not awful is Troy from Collie. Hi, Troy. Good evening.
Hi, Troy.
Peter Spain. Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good.
Peter Spain, the D head, I say Richard head.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did I say Dickie, did I?
Yeah, Blighty's, he lost it there, Troy.
No, that's all right. It's just common language. Hey, umpires, mate. I'm not into bashing umpires. But I think I discussed this with you probably around the same time last year because, well, it's not as heavy as this year. When two players hit the ground and the ball's on the ground, only those two players from opposite teams fight for the ball. The third bloke comes in, it's a free kick to the other team. A bit like the third man up in the ruck. What do you reckon about that, Malcolm and David?
Yeah, look, Troy, I think it's something, you know what, I think we should invert the umpires. And this, I'll say it this way. I think the kids playing at underage now, from under 8s, under 10s, under 12s, under 14s, wherever, probably should do that. So, and put this mark 10 years hence, or 5 years or 8 years hence, this is going to be the rule from here on in. What we tend to do is we do everything from top down. But I reckon we'll get a better result if we start with the kids now and say, one-on-one now at every underage comp now, as for all the kids now from 10, 12, whatever the date is, and come the other way. Do the inversion theory rather than conversion from the top.
Ooh.
Got that?
Yeah.
Got that? That's not bad.
If you do things, I think it's, what they say, 45 days in a row, or, you know, if you have 45 matches, it becomes a habit. And that's exactly what we've got to do. We've got to drum it into the kids, you know. We don't want bloody, if you want to play that, go and play. I'll call it rugby. I was going to say something else, but I'll wait. Players should be suspended and not fined. Look at that ridiculous situation with Richmond. Absolutely ludicrous. They don't even care about the money. Suspend them.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people on that page with you, Troy. There certainly are. Now, we've got a poll tonight for Australian Made. Support localaussiemade.com.au. Look for the green and gold Aussie Made logo to be sure. It's authentically Aussie Made. And our poll tonight is simply, are the Crows any chance against the Pies tomorrow night? And I think they are. They're an outsider's chance.
That's the changes they've made.
The changes in both teams are unbelievable. Listen to this. In for Adelaide, Hardigan, McPherson, Smith, Stengel and McAdam. So 2, 4, 5 out. Kelly omitted, Chase Jones omitted, Murphy suspended, Will Hammer concussion, and Daniel Talia has been managed, the veteran.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this for Collingwood too. They've made 6 changes as well. In Lyndon Dunn, Cameron, Varco, Wills, Broomhead and Main back again. Out Quaynor with that bad shin. Hoskin Elliott with a knee. Elliot injured, Treloar hamstring, Darcy Moore managed, and Ben Reid managed. So massive changes, massive, massive changes there. Do you think there are any chance at all in that poll at the moment? Yes, 20%, no, 80%.
It's the worst Collingwood side I've seen come here for a long, long while, but they do play good structure. I'm missing your man Pendlebury. Did you say Treloar's out too?
Yeah, Pendlebury, Howe, Treloar, Dugowie. Gee. Arguably their best.
Four best with Grundy.
Four most influential.
Yeah, before we go to the break, the grand finals, South Australia pitching for the grand final. Now, we've spoken about this before, but do you think, A, they'd get it? B, should they get it? I've been pretty strong with my thoughts on Queensland. Yeah. Well, I just think they've done everything there, Blighty. Now,
We're playing games here in Adelaide, though.
Not many.
No, but they're still okay.
How many they played at Metricon? The ground's starting to look like a sand bucket at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I reckon that's a really good discussion point. We should.
But what would you?
I don't know.
Where do you think it should be in the fairness factor? If you offer the same amount of money, yeah.
The fairness factor is the teams that have been playing the game for 120 years, that is in Perth and Adelaide, those traditional states have always cried out for it. Maybe it's their turn.
I'd give Perth nothing.
We're
not going to do this, not going to do that.
That's another discussion, but I've got to mention this in this just before we go to a break.
I thought you might have mentioned the golf.
You know, that's what I'm going to do, David.
Don't snap. I just want to... The young fella.
Yeah.
Colin.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'm really dark. I'm really spewing. You know why? He was in the next line of betting. I picked out Casey and a couple of others to back. He was on the next line. His name is Colin, spelt with a double L, which is unusual, Morikawa. And he's of, I think mum was Japanese and dad was American or vice versa,
He played well.
But he's a winner, mate. Have you seen him? He is equal now, 23 years of age, won three tournaments and a major. He is equal now to two others called Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus.
They can play a bit. 33 majors.
And Rory McIlroy was the other one.
And you're a little bit stiff. You backed Paul Casey at odds.
I did. I think I got 29-1.
Wow. He was unlucky. He's got the record of most played most majors for no wins, 65.
You know how much I've won on him?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Let's go to Craig. Been waiting there. Hi, Craig.
Oh, hi, boys. Look, I put this to both of you, but Malcolm, you've coached at the highest level. The standard of coaches appears to me very poor, and I think part of the problem is there's the Gen Y thing where they're not used to criticism. You can't really bake them. You have to sort of mollycoddle them. The other thing is they all go through the same sort of training and academy, and so you get a cookie cutter approach where they just bear down on statistics. Where if you do X, Y, and Z, the outcome will be this. And I watched the game the other night with not there's been a couple of good ones, but there was one there with GWS and I can't remember who they were playing. And in the first quarter, it was 2 points apiece, and they were both trying to save the game from the first bounce. I mean, I know it's a bugbear of yours. It's a bugbear of a lot of supporters as well. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, Craig, I couldn't agree more. I used to say that some teams that coach by a guy. And you'd have an idea. I mean, Paul Roos, too defensive, but had his own stuff. Mark Williams was a bit flary. Pagan had Pagan's paddock. You know, we could go back to the Brasses and all those sort of people. They all had a different style and they did different things. So I think I would prefer that. They are. This level four coaching, to actually qualify, you need to go to a level four coaching. And at the cookie cutter class, I think that's a great line that you said. All they talk about is team defence and stuffing up our game.
Everyone's trying to justify a position. Yeah. Hi, David.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I was just reading about a clip I saw last night where Kane Corns, he was on the TV and they have this thing, I forget which show it is, but it's called Volcano. Your old mate Blighty, or maybe not. He's having a crack at Ned McHenry and Taylor Walker for bumping into Max Gorn the other night. I don't know where he was when Port Adelaide said they were going to terrorise Lachie Neal and did. He just picks and chooses and clearly has a vendetta against the Crows. And the thing is, he says the difference was that Lachie Neal wasn't injured, but Max Gorn was. So, you know what? Every team should declare that every one of their players are a little bit injured so they can play, bruise-free footy without being touched.
Yeah, David, I did read that today, and I think that I saw Matthew Nicks has argued that and just said, look, what we were trying to do was get him to get off of Riley O'Brien to give him a bit of space. And so they were sort of just trying to bump into him to try and take his running line rather than try and hurt him. Now, be that as it may, it did look funny. A 5, 6, 7-game player running up the captain at 6'9".
I would have thought he'd be more go and get the ball.
Go and get the footy. That's what I would have
thought. As we go to the break, Blighty Geelong are playing St Kilda. The Cats lead 4-5 to 2-3, so leading by 13 points. So that's early days, second term. Time now to go to a Bristol-made Sea Coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA, for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply. Sports Day for Kia. Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA, for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Yeah, Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, Geelong 4-5, St Kilda 3-4. Missed a shot in front of goal there. But a news update thanks to Car Sales. Car Sales, we love cars. It is about that game. And St Kilda conceded the first couple of goals. Ed Phillips kicked a couple of quick ones. Now, he replaced Paddy Ryder, so doing well. But the big fella King just missed from 20 metres out directly in front. You can't do that against the Cats. But you like what you're seeing with St Kilda, don't you?
Yeah.
Brett Ranton's playing an attacking style of footy. They're trying to move it forward. So
yeah, they are. And they're trying to kick to the front of the goal square, not the turnover zone, the scoring zone. Oh, I shouldn't get on that hobby horse. It drives me nuts.
I just feel the Saints a little bit behind big teams.
Yeah,
they're around 4 or 5 at the moment.
I reckon they need another good quantity midfielder. Just one more midfielder.
And that's what they're going to go for next year. So they've got the nucleus for a pretty good squad when you've got the big fella at full forward, King. Might almost got another goal then, but so well done to St Kilda. Hopefully they can beat the Cats. And Geelong, of course, play Port Adelaide Friday night. So it's all over the place, the games. Tell us about the USPGA, besides set up for 4 hours. Watch that today.
Yeah, I watched
and the young fella again, you mentioned, the youngest with Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus to win a major.
And Rory McIlroy to win 3 tournaments.
Was that his first start in a major?
Yes, it was, yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
Colin Morikawa, get ready. He can seriously...
Not a massive guy.
He's 5'9". So whatever that is in the old scale.
He drove the par 4.
Oh, mate, what a
shot.
And
made an eagle, I think, on the 16th.
Yeah, won the tournament for him. But I look at his record and Berkeley, California University. Oh, he's a winner. And was rated number one amateur player in 2018 in the world.
How fearless, though. These kids that come through now. Yep. I mean, where's Thomas and Spieth? They were the kids four or five years ago.
Thomas is number one. Yeah, but Thomas is still winning. Spieth, the one that's dropped off.
Dropped right off.
Justin Thomas is number one in the world.
McIlroy,
still around
the mark. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's tough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So Casey and Johnson finished second?
No, Johnson finished down the track. The other one is Jason Day, finished equal third.
Yeah, he did.
Had a chance. Yeah, had a sneaky chance. Not quite good enough in the end.
And Brooks Koepka.
No, dropped off the pace. Didn't have a great last round. I think it was 4 over the card.
Oh, I love watching the majors. Yeah. I can sit there all day
so
and tape it and watch them. So that's for Car Sales. Car Sales, Australia's number one for cars. Okay, AFL Player of the Round. Thanks to Adelaide Hills Mechanical, your local Repco authorised service. It was Clayton Oliver.
Yeah.
And there was a game against the Crows. He had 34 touches, 6 tackles, and a goal. And he was the one, I think, that broke the game wide open, don't you think? You rate Clayton?
I do. One of the things there's been criticism of his kicking, but you know why? You know what he did do? I can just picture this now. And how many times that I've said it about the Crouch boys and blokes in the midfield? Use your legs. He actually used his legs on the weekend.
As you broke away.
Don't give that 1 metre handball to the bloke standing flat-footed. Break away yourself. You're good enough to get the ball. Break away. If it's not on, it's not on. You know, there was an old saying, if it's not on, it's not on. Use your legs and then make your decision. And I thought he was terrific at it.
He was. And, of course, they played last night against North Melbourne. North Melbourne, the Crows. Hey, your two teams, North Melbourne and the Crows, not going too well.
Hang on. Woodville West Torrens sitting on top of the ladder in the Sandful, mate. Come on, get over it.
And Geelong. You can just sort of roll over, can't you?
I can go anywhere.
You're surprised how bad Kangaroos are going? I know they smashed Adelaide, but everybody's beaten Adelaide.
No, well, they had Cunnington and Zeebel out. They're their best two midfielders.
Yeah, but and you get beaten by 10 goals?
Yeah, I know. They're not going well. But hey, hang on, they beat the Crows by 11
goals.
No,
well, that, every, Crows, have you seen where the Crows are at the moment? How many wins they've had?
Yeah, can I tell you something?
None.
Can I tell you something about their percentage, which is now at 55%?
Yeah, it's another Malcolm Blight quirk.
Yeah, and do you know, in 2011, the Gold Coast Suns came into the competition. At the end of the year, you know what their percentage was? 56%. That's that under-18 team compared to the team that's got 1,000-game players in it. They are 1% better off at the moment, the Gold Coast Suns, in 2011 when they came in with 30 18-year-olds. How's that?
It's a criticism of everybody's having a go at the Crows, but isn't it what it is? It is what it is, you know.
Well,
saying?
It is now.
You didn't expect the bigger fall from grace.
No, I did not. You didn't expect them to be 0-10.
No, given the fact, I think you made the point they had nine of their top 10 BNF last year.
Correct.
Still playing at the club.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, what you know now is that they're going to go down the kids' path, and that's fine. Good on them. But not the first five, six, seven, 8 weeks. Come on, give us a break. They've been pretty poor.
Oh, they've been awful. But is there any point in just every week, everyone's getting in there and putting digging the knife in further. I know where they are. As I said, to me, the Crows right now, we could see this coming from once they started playing again. They're not good enough. They're simply not good enough at the moment. And I don't reckon North Melbourne are either.
No, but... To actually go from 10 wins to naught for a season, that's a massive drop. Doesn't matter who you got playing for you. Doesn't matter, David, who you got playing for you. And to be worse than the Gold Coast Suns with an under-18 team virtually coming in, and percentage-wise right now, that's scary.
So you're Matthew Nix. What do you do now? Well, I mean, what approach would you have? He's got to get his right people and his people.
And I'll tell you what. He's not me and I'm not him.
No.
What
advice would you give him?
Well, there's,
I think you're totally opposite in character, and
I don't know the lad very well at all. But he seemed credentialed enough. His journey had been good enough, and what he says sometimes is okay. The only thing I'd be critical of him is once again this young coach theory coming out of this school that they all talk team defence, and that's the only thing they know. I'd give that whole system away. That's not just him, that's everybody. And the other thing is, you don't have to apologise for everything. And you apologise, which is fine, but why are you apologising? What you're going to do is actually get the best out of the team. It's pointless. I find it sometimes pointless apologising. What are you apologising? What, so that means you're not doing your job? He's probably doing his job to his 100% ability. So why should he apologise for anything? Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Don't have to apologise. As I said, I think it is what it is, but they got to go back to the well. They got to maybe trade, get rid of a couple of decent players, and also go really hard in the draft.
This is the
first time they've ever been able to do it.
Yeah, they're having a poor year. We get that, but okay, from here on in, I'm not trying to... I mean, you can be as critical as you like, and you know what? If you don't win games of footy, doesn't matter who you are, first-year coach, 20-year coach, have a look at Alistair Clarkson, just been smashed. I mean, get over it.
Well, so Stuart Dews. Yeah. Stuart Dews, they've hardly won a game for the last 3 years.
Yeah, get over it and get on with it.
So you give him at least give him another year to find out what's going
on. Of course, yeah.
Well, he's probably got a three-year deal, hasn't he?
Of course he has, and so he should have, because it is a rebuild now. But it wasn't at the start of the year.
It is strange, like, they are. We won't be having a show tomorrow night because of the game, but they're a rough chance.
Well,
when I saw that Collingwood side you mentioned, just quickly go through the ins and outs of Collingwood and Adelaide. It's a who's a who.
Pendlebury, Howe, Treloar, Dugowie is probably their best lot. Hoskin, Elliott, Moore and Reed. That's unbelievable. That's half the team.
It is incredible. But, yeah, it's not. Won't be the. I wouldn't think it'd be the highest standard of the game tomorrow. We'll be doing that game too. You doing the game?
Yeah.
Geelong 6-5, St Kilda 4-5. Interesting game. Another one tonight too, after us. That's Hawthorn taking on Fremantle, that game over there in Perth. And don't forget, drop by an OTR this Wednesday. Bloody does it. I don't just say this.
This is I'm a doer.
You get the coffee and enjoy the chicken, avocado and lettuce sandwich for just $3 and they fill them up. Fill them up to the brink.
And don't forget to listen to the Kia Top 7, where you'll be astounded, David. I think you will.
Well, I hope I don't underwhelm you. Sometimes I do, sometimes I overwhelm you. Carl Viet coming up shortly too. He's doing a great job as interim coach, Adelaide United. Time now, though, to go to a Bristol-made Sea Coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply. Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today and OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Woody for Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts. Tyre Power in tough times, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. They're here to help. Tyrepower.com.au. Adelaide United, an interesting position. Blighty, since Carl Witt's come to the helm, yeah. Interim coach, they've just gone from strength to strength, but they are running out of games and they are going to rely on other results. So to find out what exactly that is, we can welcome the man himself, Carl Witt. Carl, how are you?
Yeah, very good.
So that's right. You need to do your bit. You need to beat Melbourne City and then rely on perhaps, I think it's Western United, not to win both their games. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's fairly close. We've known that, you know, from the start of the hub that we needed to get to 37, 38 points, and we still believe if we win tomorrow night, which will give us, you know, a good 70, 80% chance of making the final.
I've always felt to play well, you have to be enjoying playing, and at stages, you know, early in the year or late last year, I didn't think the Reds were enjoying their football. Is that something you try and impress on your group? You know, get out there, play hard, but also enjoy it.
Yeah, most definitely. That was one of the key messages that I had when I took the role on. For me, it doesn't matter what level of sport or what sport that you play. You must enjoy it. If you're a professional or, you know, just an amateur playing in the local park, if you enjoy it, you apply yourself a lot more.
Carl, we spoke to you on, I just looked back on Wednesday the 29th of July, and at that stage you'd been undefeated in your new role as interim coach. You remain undefeated. You've had a couple of draws and some good wins, including that draw against Sydney. I've still got the title interim coach after your name. Can at some stage we think with the powers that be might say, well, hang on, this guy's done pretty well, really. Can we do something about this?
Yeah, look, I said to the club, and the club said to me when we started this process, my role is just to concentrate and getting us through this hub system, and then, you know, we'll sit down and negotiate and talk after this season. Wouldn't be fair for me to be to the playing group if I'm, you know, worrying about or focusing on something else down the road. My full focus is on what's in front of me right at the moment.
Now, your striker, Christian Opseth, isn't it? I saw him score a goal. He's actually got a goal in every game since the break. I didn't realise that.
Christian's been doing extremely well for us. You know, we've changed the way that we are asking him to play, which has suited him a lot more. And I think the change of training as well has also suited him a lot more as well.
Carl, COVID has affected sport all around the world, not just here in Australia, in fact, worse in some other parts. Do you see the landscape changing next year for the A-League? And by that I mean maybe not as many overseas players with all the restrictions. Maybe salary cap may change. How do you see it going forward?
There's definitely going to be a reduction. I think there's going to be a reduction in everything in life going forward. So we're no different. There's going to be a reduction in the A-League salary cap. How much that is, I don't know. That's something that they'll have to work out after this season. With the foreigners, yeah, most definitely. I think it would be very difficult to get foreigners into the country to play in the A-League. And, you know, I believe over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years anyway, a lot of the foreigners that have been coming in aren't really at a high enough standard where we should be bringing them in and playing them in front of the local players. I think we've got some great local players that need opportunities, and I think we've shown that this year with Adelaide, with the younger players that we've given opportunities to. And that's, you know, for me, that's more beneficial than bringing in an import. An import needs to come in and add something. And I just don't know whether we've done enough of that in the A-League over the last five, 6 years.
Well, that's where I see it's a big strength for you and a big tick, because you like working with the kids and you can see talent, you can spot talent, you can play them and give them a chance. So that, you know, that should really work in your favour.
Yeah, you know, I believe, you know, we say as coaches and as people, we look at young players in a training environment and say, oh, they're not quite ready. But we don't know if they're ready unless we throw them in the fire.
Yeah,
bloody, and then, bloody know
and
that.
Once they get in there, they surprise you. They surprise you, and then you think, then you guess, then you say to yourself, why didn't I do it earlier?
Carl, I just got a theory on that. I know in the AFL, obviously, that's not what we're talking about here, but if you see something in a kid within 15 games, you know, he might have been up for a 5 or 6, 4, 3 or 4, back again, then comes back again, and he learns maybe that second year of actually training with the group, that 15, 20 games is about when you see, ah, there's something here, let's keep going. Is it similar in your game?
Yeah, it's a little bit similar. I think, I suppose a little bit different is, we physically can give kids a little more of a go than in the AFL, because the game isn't as physically demanding as it is in the AFL.
Yeah, of course.
So you can get we can sort of give more opportunities to the kids than in the AFL. I would say.
Yeah, no, that's a very valid point. Quite enjoyed that. Hey, now, we've got this thing, defence and attack. You know, when you coach, even when you play, you just play, and the coaches guide you around the park a bit. But you have this whole defensive attitude or an attacking attitude. If you had to kick a goal or save a goal, which would you do first?
Kick a goal.
Oh, good. Excellent. I mean, defence is essential, we know that. But there are some coaches around that just sit on their splice and just don't get beat by too much or don't do anything unless there's an accident at the other end. I'm really pleased for your team that you actually, first and foremost, winning the game is the most important thing at the end of the day. The scoreboard always gets you, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely. And the most enjoyable part about the game is kicking goals.
Melbourne City tomorrow, Carl. What are their strengths? What do you have to do to beat them? And have you been impressed with the way they've been playing?
Yeah, look, this is their second game, so and our fifth game. So I think we go in with a slight advantage in the match preparation. But in saying that, you know, they're second league and they've got a very, very good striker that has scored. I think he's the leading goal scorer in the league at the moment. He scores nearly a goal a game. So that's our main, you know, defensive worry, is to make sure that we limit his space and time on the ball. And then, but defensively, we can see a lot of opportunities, and we've worked on those opportunities, and hopefully the boys can put that in place tomorrow night.
Are you close to your best side? You got many out injured?
No, we've got a full squad that's available for tomorrow, and young Alisson Touré is very close to coming into the starting 11. It's something that I'll have to sleep on overnight and make my decision tomorrow, whether he'll start tomorrow or not.
Would you do that by yourself? Will you bounce it off other people? Or you say, that's my job, that's my role, I'll do it?
This will be my decision. It's something that I'm playing. You know, I've had a discussion with the other coaches, but in the end I'll make that decision tomorrow. I'll have a good long think about it tonight and wake up in the morning and with a clear direction which I want to go in.
Now, Carl, we've had Bruce Jatoa many times on the show with Bloody and myself. We'll twist his arm and say, hey, just give him the job. No, stop mucking around. Give him the job now.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, you're underplaying that. Carl, good luck. Melbourne City, a big game. All you can do is keep up your end of the bargain with the 3 points, and let's hope you can get them.
Thank you very much.
Carl Viet, the coach. You've got to use that interim coach, don't you? But he is, I suppose, at the moment, his interim coach.
Oh, actually, I think he's handled it very well. The two conversations wins, we've had, yeah.
A couple of draws, and if they can do it again. Look, if they win tomorrow, just disappoint him. The kids love him. He's been around soccer for as long as I can remember. He's been a wonderful player, wonderful coach, so give him the job. Carl Viet for Lumo Energy SA, 100% Australian-owned and 1,000% about you. Blighty, we're going to take a break and come back with Kia Top 7.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today and OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply. Sports Day for Kia. Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA, for energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.
Bloody and World Sports Day SA, open season at Kia. Match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range. Great company, Kia. And it's Malcolm Blight's Kia Top 7.
Yeah, here we go. And as I mentioned, one will astound you, David, when I get there. But in number 7 for the Kia Top 7 was Charlie Dixon, snapped from the boundary line in the third quarter. Just gave him that 2.5 goal break at the time against the Tigers. And I thought that was a really important goal.
Funny, he can't hit the side of a barn door from 10 out straight in front, but that was an incredible goal, the big fella. He had a great cheer, so yeah. I like number 7.
Okay, number 6, Peter Laddams. Left footer, little check side goal, first quarter. Got the...
Who's the better goal in your mind? Degree of difficulty.
Degree of difficulty, Charlie Dixon,
yeah,
probably.
Just so I thought he might have had them around the other way.
Now, in the Kia Top 7, number 5, Calamar Cheese, marked for Brisbane in the first quarter, was a beauty. That's a small forward. He's been playing defence. All of a sudden, he's gone forward and kicked a goal. That's great.
Terrific, Mark. Saw that one, yep.
Now, the one that most people are calling the goal of the year, not sure about this, but number 4 in the Kia Top 7 was Josh Dacos from Collingwood versus Sydney, kicked that check side goal late in the last quarter, and I can assure you that half of Melbourne's gone mad because of that goal and said this is the son of the great Peter Dacos, and he's kicked a freak goal. Whether it be goal of the year, I'm not sure.
Didn't see it, but...
Circumstances prevailed, and it was a very good kick.
An important goal.
And an important
one. Okay.
Number 3, here it is. This may astound you, David. This is what I said earlier at the show. The Coleman Medal leader, Josh Kennedy.
Yep.
He is on 41 goal pace for this season. Right? 41 goal.
17 games.
The 17 games. That, at the end of a 22 game season, which we'd normally have, would be 49 goals. You got that? You got to digest. This is Kia.
Getting it.
In the top 3.
Yep.
The last person to effectively kick that many goals, or that least amount...
And win the
goal kicking, was Ern Cowley from Carlton in 1918. You got that?
War years, end of the First World War.
He kicked 35 goals, David, in his 14 games. It was a 15-game season. So you got the idea? That is as low as it's been. 1918... I've done the equation across, equal to now what Josh Kennedy does if he kicks 41 goals for the year.
Interesting.
How's that? I knew that'd astound you.
Yeah, well, you sort of...
Yeah, you've actually been underwhelmed by that, haven't you? I've done a lot of work with that. I can't believe it.
They didn't kick a lot of goals in 1918. That was probably a good year, 35 goals.
No, but you have to go right back. They kicked 50 and 60 goals back then,
Okay.
Number 2 in the Kia Top 7. We're going on a bit here. Port Adelaide remained virtually 2 games clear on top. Isn't that true?
Well, and that's our theme tonight. They're playing unbelievable footy. As I said, we've been very bullish right from the start on Port, and I wavered when they got beaten by Brisbane, but they are playing some... And I'd be staggered if they don't finish minor premier. Staggered.
Oh, it's all right. And number 1 in the Kia's Top 7, and we talked about it early in the show, is that football regained some quality games last weekend, or round 11 so far, if you can keep track of it. I'll tell you why. Brisbane kicked 95 points, Port Adelaide 93, and Melbourne 92. Now, equivalent to 20% more game, that's 110 points each. And 110 points, 100 points in our game, I reckon it's a magnificent game. The game flows and all that. And we talked about Brett Ratten and going to the hot spot and not going to the turnover zone as others have coached. Good on you, Brett Ratten. Good on you, Ken Hinckley, for playing. And good on you, Chris Fagan.
I think footy regained a bit of credibility on the back of those games. You love the St Kilda, Gold Coast. You love the Port Richmond. Yeah. So did I. So Kia be happy with that. The Kia Top 7 match-winning deals, Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range.
Didn't you like that goal-kicking?
Ern Cowley,
1918.
It's not like I was a bit... My reaction wasn't what you wanted. You wanted a bit more. Wow.
Oh, jeez. No, you've
How'd you find that?
That's
what I should have done.
Thanks for that.
Maybe.
I suppose it's better late than never when you do that, isn't it?
What about young Ed Phillips, too? He came to the game for Paddy Ryder. A couple of goals, first kicks. Yeah. And there's more footy tonight, too, with Hawthorn playing Fremantle. So strange old world, the football world at the moment.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to keep up with, and the draw going forward. When you start your tipping, you don't know where to start and stop, do you? It's amazing.
Hey, you've got to have the OTR moment. You know, Wednesday's $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions do apply. This is Pete Laddams. You mentioned that in your kit.
Yeah.
Top seven. It's an incredible goal. The big man kicked a check side. He could have 100 more shots and never do that, but here's the call of Pete Laddams' goal.
There, Hartlett, unlucky not to be paid the mark. He has the footy regardless. He feeds it out the back to Byrne Jones, tumbles it inside 50. Woodcock reached over and made the spoil. Boke is onto it. Hand passes wide. Amon back to Woodcock. Hand passes over his shoulder. Sutcliffe moves it on into the pocket. Laddams is viable outside of the boot. Oh, that is unexpected. Peter Laddams with a moment of pure genius that has his teammates flabbergasted.
It was a great goal. Made the top seven. All that FOTR on Wednesdays. Enjoy the chicken, avocado and lettuce sandwich for just $3. That's it for us, Malcolm. Not on tomorrow night.
No, get the footy.
The Crows are playing Collingwood. You mentioned those teams earlier, but I'll see you Wednesday night, same time between 6 and 7.
Bye, David.
Bye, mate.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company. Switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Wednesday is $3 sandwich day at OTR. Conditions apply.